every day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, April the 4th. Wow. Right now, y'all, it's like 4:15 in the a.m. Another early start. After another late night. Last night, the Sixers lost 130-122 to the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks won the season series over the Sixers 3-1. They won the last three meetings, right? Now, my question to you, is it time to start panicking? I mean, seriously. The Sixers are coming off their, I can't even say their second bad loss. I mean, the Sixers have been losing to losing teams a lot lately. It doesn't help that Joel Embiid didn't play. But look, the Sixers lost to this team 129-127 about a week ago here when Joel Embiid played. Right? The Sixers have not looked like a team that's capable of going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Not even close. The pick and roll defense has been the joke, which often leads to bad rotations, which also leads to wide open three-pointers. But hey, you know that. They know that. Everyone in the league knows that. It's nothing new. So is it time to panic? I mean, that's the question. Last night, Sixers had a chance to get closer to clinching the Eastern Conference third seed. All they needed was the win. Well, they needed two wins. They still need two wins. But this would have been a prime opportunity for them to get it. I mean, you think about it. Two nights before, they lost to Dallas. If they would have lost to Dallas, if they would have defeated Dallas, and if they would have came back and beat Chicago, the Sixers would have clinched the third seed. Now they're in jeopardy of losing. They have to win two of the remaining four games, or they have to get a combination of a Sixers win with a combination of a Boston Celtics loss in order for them to get it. And when you factor in the way the Sixers have been playing, they play the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at home. Then on Saturday, they play the Chicago Bulls in Chicago, a Chicago team that defeated them in Chicago. Then from there, they'll go to Miami, a team that's battling for the eighth seed in the playoffs. And they play them on Tuesday. I'm about the Sixers. And then they come home and play the Bulls on the season finale. Now, the Sixers will probably want to rest all their players, at least their starters, their key guys in that final game. But it may come a point that they may not be afforded the opportunity to, because they're going to need that game. So my question to you is it time to panic? Now, I'm serious. If they don't stop this pick and roll defense, I mean, if they don't improve on that pick and roll defense, I don't see the Sixers getting out the first round. You know, last night I asked a couple players what did they think was wrong. J.J. Redick was straight up. He said he doesn't know. He don't know why the defense just struggles. Ben Simmons, he said that he thinks it has something to do with some of the switches. I mean, they switch a lot. And, you know, you combine that with a lot of the trades they had, you know, the communication. And, you know, guys are just having a tough time. I can see that a little bit. You know, because you may say to yourself that, hey, it's one of those things where, you know, you got these new guys coming in, they have to switch. And by the time they get up to grasp with it as a group, then all of a sudden you made another trade and you got a new core guys coming in. Trying to learn where the switch is and where to be at and stuff like that. So that makes some sense. You know, my question are they playing the right players? I mean, you got a guy like Jonathan Simmons who came here and was known to be a defensive stopper. Does he fit the mold as the 3-and-D guy? No. He's not a 3-guy, but he sure heck is a D guy. I mean, I said this before another podcast. He needs to play. Right now, you don't have any other options. I mean, guys are left wide open on threes. But this is nothing new. But the thing is about this one, you know, when the Sixers lost, the Sixers lost to Atlanta back on March the 23rd. Trae Young had 32 points. He made 11 to 20 shots, 4-9 threes. He had 11 assists. He had 6 rebounds. I thought to myself that there's going to be no way in the world that the Sixers are going to allow this guy to drop 30 again against them. No way. Something about pride. You know, I thought maybe they came to Atlanta that time. I thought that it was a bad decision of the Sixers to have them in Hot Atlanta. They didn't have a shoot around the morning of the game. They stayed the night after the game. And I felt like the focus was lacking. And I said, when they play them again, there's going to be no way that Trae Young is going to get his and get off like he did. I was wrong. This time, not only did he score 30, more than 30. He had 32 points. He had 12 assists. He had 7 rebounds. And he made 12 of 18 shots. He outperformed the game that he had back on March the 23rd. I mean, the two-man games that he and John Collins were running was ridiculous. Collins had 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 crazy blocks. I mean, when you factor it in, they had 7 players scoring double figures. They shot 52.2%. They made 12 of 36 three-pointers. Meanwhile, the Sixers were just like the Sixers. They got production from their starters. And the bench struggled. I mean, Boban was a minus one. Mike Scott was a minus 18. TJ McConnell was a minus 14. James Ennis was one. So he was okay. And Amir Johnson was a minus seven. Now, the thing is, the Sixers got banged up this game. James Ennis left in the fourth quarter before re-aggravating a quad bruise that he had. He did not return. Ben Simmons lost a tooth in the fourth quarter. Jimmy Butler got hit in the face, unintentional, in the fourth. And less than 2 minutes into the game, Jonah Bolden had to go to the locker room for a bloody nose. Yeah, they were beating him up. Tackle hoops 101. So again, is it time to panic? Now, if the Sixers have one positive from this game, and I think this is probably the only positive, is the fact that J.J. Redick set the franchise single season record for the most three-pointers. Redick came into the game needing to break Kyle Korver's record of 226 threes. JJ broke the record early in the game when he opened up and went 2 for 2. Redick finished with a season high 6 three-pointers on the night. So right now he has 231 threes on the season with 4 games left. Now, if the Sixers should win the next 2 games or get that combination, like I said, they win and the Celtics lose, the Celtics don't play again until Friday, I don't expect J.J. Redick to play all 4 games. Nonetheless, you know, he's going to add on to this record. And it's a great record. You know, he was asked about it, and he said he got a few text messages. A few of the guys that are on Instagram told him congrats to his teammates. He said, I knew that if I hit multiple threes, I would do it tonight. But I don't know which one it was. Well, it was your second one, JJ. But I figured by the end of the third that I probably had it. He's right. I mean, shucks. By the middle of the first, he had it. I mean, J.J. Redick's performance had to be one of the few bright spots. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm saying one of the few now, but I think it was the only one. I mean, it was good for the Sixers to get Jimmy Butler back out there. I mean, Butler missed the last game with back tightness. I mean, he had 16 points. 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, shot 5 for 11. You know, Tobias Harris had 21 points on 6 for 14 shooting. The bad thing about that is he shot the ball 4 for 5 in the first quarter. So from that point on, he went 2 for 9 after the first quarter. That's not good. That's not good. So, that's not good. I mean, you look at Reddick. He had 30. 10 for 22. You know, Ben Simmons had 15 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, a block, 3 turnovers, 4 steals. He shot the ball 6 for 17. So, this wasn't a memorable performance for the Sixers. Aside from them saying, hey, we got problems. Now the question is, can they turn it on? Because they're going to have to play a whole lot better, much better than what they're playing now. So we got to find out if they can turn it on in the playoffs. If not, it might be time to panic. Tonight they play a Milwaukee Bucks team that's been battered. A team that, you know, the Sixers could be able to take, especially if Joel Embiid plays. If they can stop pick and rolls. Greg Monroe would join the team today. I mean, he should provide some leadership. He could be somebody that can help him out defensively. Although the Sixers are saying it has nothing to do with Joel Embiid injuries. He is an insurance policy. He is. So, there you have it. But I ask you one last time. Is it time for the 76ers to panic? I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day.